New York veterans living with disabilities are discovering newfound confidence and camaraderie through a free weekly swim program on the Upper East Side. WNYC's Anne-Marie Fertoli recently spoke with the swimmers and their coach about how the sport is helping them overcome physical and mental barriers.
The Asphalt Green Aquatic Center on East 90th Street can get pretty crowded on Saturdays. On weekends, lots of swimmers, especially children, pack the Olympic-sized pool. There's also a small group of veterans that meets for about 2 hours every Saturday afternoon. All of them have physical disabilities, from aches and pains to lost limbs and spinal injuries. 30-year-old Anwar El-Bustani is here for the first time. He's working one-on-one with a swim coach.
Well, I have an injury in my shoulder and my back, and he's teaching me right techniques to swim the right way and not injure myself even further.
El-Bustani swims out into the pool, practicing his breathing and arm rotation the way the coach showed him, and it seems to be working. El-Bustani says the pressure on his shoulder is easing.
There's a difference between when I first jumped in a pool, I was doing it on my own the way I know it, and the way he showed me a different technique, it put less pressure on the left side.
El-Bustani's coach is Neil Cook.
One of our overriding goals is to get them to be able to swim without putting stress on their existing injury. So we modify things.
Much better. Feel more relaxed.
As a Navy veteran, El-Bustani was a natural in the water. But for others, getting comfortable in the pool again takes time. After a car accident stateside left her with a spinal injury, Air Force veteran Lorraine Roberts says she was afraid to get back in the water. The 58-year-old started at the beginning, learning to feel safe while floating, then moving on to treading water. And now she's practicing in the deep end.
You feel yourself getting stronger. When you get yourself stronger physically, then you feel stronger mentally. You feel empowered. You don't feel like a victim. Now you feel like a victor. So you feel, I feel better about myself. I feel better being in my skin.
Roberts is already setting new goals, like swimming a full 25 meters across the pool. That's a goal for Army veteran Robert Denson, too. Because of circulation issues, his right leg was amputated above the knee 3 years ago. The 66-year-old also started in the shallow water, but in a matter of weeks has worked himself up to getting into and out of the full-sized pool by himself.
I feel good, feel like I accomplished something. Before I started to come here, I would come and look at that water, and I would never think about getting in that water again.
Now he's eyeing the high diving board.
I've been thinking about it, plotting it in my head, but I would have to have some kind of assisted device to do it. So my main goal now is to freestyle across the pool without stopping. I can almost make it.
It's stories like these that make it worthwhile for Coach Neil Cook, who's been teaching swimming since the late 1950s.
There are days I walk out of here and I have tears in my eyes because it's so rewarding to be able to reach somebody and turn, I can't do that, into, Rob, you're in the water already? Lorraine, you're already in the water. Wait for me. And that's, how do you describe that?
The swim program is funded by a $25,000 grant from the U.S. Olympic Committee. A handful of veterans have become regulars of the program since it started last fall. But Cook and the other coaches say they'd like to attract even more veterans. For WNYC, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli.